Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.
Hello, I'm Tristan Riddell.
And I'm the girl.
And this is Nerd Nuptial episode 47. We're sorry for the late delivery. Normally you guys get it on midnight on Monday, but now it's coming a little bit closer to the afternoon central time in America. And that is because it is the day after Christmas.
Yeah, and we've been super busy with family. And we're actually not recording in our normal space, so.
That's probably why it might sound a little different. We're using one mic instead of two, and we're not in our studio. And we're kind of have our mobile setup going on, so it might sound a little bit different. But yeah, we're still with family. This is the thing, is that like we alternate years. Like this year is your turn. Oh, like let me rephrase that. This year is the time to spend Christmas with your family, and every other year is the time to spend with my family. And so we're locally now, and the main difference between your family and my family is that there's like a 3-day festival of Christmas whenever we spend time with your family.
Yeah, we're on day 3 now, so of eating and just spending time together, and yeah.
And we might spend the same amount of time with my side of the family, but it's mainly like extended, like one day with extended family, and then the rest with my parents and my sister and my brother-in-law. But no, with your side, it's extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, mother, father, siblings for 3 days.
That's right.
And I'm sure most of you are probably doing something similar to that. And so I think you guys can find it in your hearts to forgive us for delivering a little late.
Yeah, so we snuck away, actually, up to my childhood bedroom.
Oh, that's right. We're in your childhood room.
Which now is like a gift wrapping station, apparently.
I know, like there's nothing on the walls anymore. Like no Jonathan Taylor Thomas posters or Leonardo DiCaprio posters.
Really? I never had those.
What did you have in your room? Like, okay, so we're in your childhood room.
I had Star Wars posters.
It's Star Wars posters?
Yeah.
Just that. No, nothing else.
I had a little corner of my Star Wars corner where I had like a big blow up chair. And then I had, like, clippings, kind of like a serial killer would, with all of the Star Wars stuff that
like
I would put up.
Like you're stalking
on
Han Solo or something.
Yeah, no, and I would, have pictures of, like, Harrison Ford up there. And, yeah, no, I had, like, pictures all around, and I would just sit in my chair and look at my collection of clippings.
I was kind of that way, but, like, with, like, the WB, like, I had
yes.
Buffy and Angel and Charmed yes. all over the place, yeah. And some Star Wars.
So you never saw my Star Wars corner.
No.
Because it came down before, but I saw your WB stuff when
Oh,
we
that never came
getting...
down, yeah.
That's right.
You might have grown up, but I never did. Because my room looked exactly the same all through college.
So funny.
So is this bringing back any holiday memories, like being back in your childhood room and like huddling underneath your covers wishing Santa would come earlier?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, we always did the Santa thing. It was fun. We always like put out cookies and milk and an apple for Rudolph and
So screw all the other reindeers. Just
yeah, it was just for Rudolph. It wasn't for any of
You didn't
others.
Have like 24
nope,
like
no.
a bushel of apples.
No,
just one.
It was just one.
Okay.
So I guess that was the one that counted. yeah, and we would always have to wait for the parents to get up before we actually could go down and open the stockings. So that was always the anticipation of like, come on, you know, let's go.
It's true. I do remember that. Like it was my sister and I, we would always get up early before mom and dad were up, but they were clearly up rapping all night.
Mm-hmm.
And we would run out into the living room just to peek, just to see. And they would leave the lights on all night. Like that's the one night that they would leave the Christmas tree lights on. And so we'd sneak out and we'd see all the presents underneath the tree and we would just freaking lose it and then like go back to bed and of course not sleep, just like stare at the ceiling. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to be on the other end of that soon where we're the, you know, the people stuffing the stockings and everything like that.
Now, for people who are first-time listeners, the girl, the half of this nerd nuptial, is 8 months pregnant?
Yeah.
Right?
Today, actually.
Today is 8 months?
Yeah, I have 8 weeks left.
That can't be. Oh, so you're 7 months.
No, I'm starting my 8th month.
Oh, right, because I can't do math.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. Okay. Right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes. All right. I don't know. I still feel like we're getting it wrong. But yeah, so it's, yeah, so we're pretty excited. But like, that's all that we're kind of thinking about is that like today, or this weekend, excuse me, while we're going through all these holiday traditions, it's, that's actually one thing I wanted to talk to you about before we got into what we could probably start the show. But like, what we're talking about today is we're talking about holiday movies and films that we watched as a kid and what we'd like to continue to watch as an adult. But this season, I keep thinking about how, you know, like, we're getting older and, you know, the magic of the time is getting less and less. But right about the time when that magic gets less and less, that's usually when people start having kids of their own. And so the magic is rejuvenated. So mm-hmm. what do you think about that? Like, with having baby Riddell coming, like, are you excited for that first Christmas?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait. Because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Christmas is so much more fun when you have little kids to watch open gifts and how excited they are. And even like that wonder of like Santa Claus and, you know, that mystery behind it. I think that will be just so much fun. Even though baby Riddell will be very young for her first Christmas,
yes,
it'll still be fun to buy like fun toys and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the thing is that like when I was like in my early 20s, that's when I first started feeling like the magic of Christmas go away. Now, I know that might sound ridiculous because I'm in my 20s. I shouldn't be feeling the magic of Christmas, but you guys know what I'm saying. Like that feeling just starts to slip away where you know you're not a kid anymore and you're starting to become an adult. But then that's when I started really focusing on like my cousin's experiences, like mm-hmm. my second cousin's experiences where they were super little at the mm-hmm. time and getting presents. And I was like, why are we exchanging presents? Let's just watch them open. You know, like,
yeah, that's much more fun.
It was a lot of fun and experiencing it through then. So yeah, like I'm super excited about baby Riddell's first Christmas coming up. Now, I feel like there's staples throughout the world of like, Christmas is here, and we got to watch this movie. Like, we cannot let the season go by without watching this movie. Now, growing up, since we're in your childhood room right now, what movies can you think of where you're just like, my family was like, yes, we had to watch this every year?
The one that comes to mind is White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. That one we always had to watch. And you actually hadn't seen it until...
like two or three years ago?
Yeah, we got married, and I showed it to you. Yeah, but we were all about the musicals, so that one was very... I mean, I think that's my favorite Christmas movie, actually, just because it's one of those ones where like we had to watch it. If we didn't watch it, then the season had not begun or whatever. Yeah, and it's just so fun.
That's the thing. Is it like I was always aware of White Christmas, and I always saw clips of it on TV just growing up. You know, just being a part of American mm-hmm. culture. But it was I never took the time to watch it because my mom is not a musical fan. She does not like musicals, and so we've talked about this on the show before about how I wasn't really exposed to that many musicals just because if mom didn't like it, then we didn't watch it.
Right, right.
And so once you showed it to me. I just kind of watched it like half-heartedly. I was just kind of like, you know, like fine, I'll watch it for you. You know, like I'll give this to you. I'll probably like, you know, like fall asleep or, but no, I was engaged. I was like, this is a wildly entertaining movie. Like I just love the way that they talked back then.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just like,
it's so iconic of the time.
Yeah. It's very, like that movie could not be made today.
No. It is definitely kind of like a time capsule.
Yeah.
We'd also watch Holiday Inn, which is essentially the same story. because it's about an inn and they like have different holidays and they like sing and dance on the different holidays but White Christmas is a little bit more focused on Christmas, but we'd always watch White Holiday Inn as well.
And White Christmas has less blackface.
Oh my gosh, yes, it was kind of racist. Like, and not kind of, it not was kind racist of.
yeah
So we kind of hold on to White Christmas more.
Yeah, as we got older, as your family got a little older, we're just like, maybe, even though they package Holiday Inn with White Christmas together at Walmart, maybe we should stop watching Holiday Inn and just focus on White Christmas.
Exactly. then it still has Bing Crosby in it, so it's just funny because it's like,
I remember you
some of the same cast and basically the same plot.
I know you showed me Holiday, like you showed me White Christmas first, and you're just like, okay, for a historical perspective, you need to see Holiday Inn, and so I watched it. And I was like, this is the same movie, but nowhere near as good.
Right, and they even have some of the same songs.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that was the main one that's coming up.
White Christmas, yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if we had any
really
staples. I'm sure, like, I know my parents listen to this podcast, so I'm sure that they're screaming at me through their speakers right now, because I cannot think of any that were, like, we had Halloween favorites that we absolutely needed
that
to
watch. That was
more
of the emphasis.
Yeah, but, I mean, we didn't even watch Rudolph, like, regularly.
Really?
Like it was, if it was on TV, we would watch it, but...
Oh, yeah, we'd watch Rudolph, The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. We'd always watch that one. Charlie Brown Christmas.
Still have never seen Charlie Brown Christmas.
What?
Never.
What?
Never. I've never seen any of the Charlie Browns. Nothing.
Really?
None of them. I've seen clips here and there, but...
Well, that might need to be remedied.
Does it?
Yes. It does. Or, like, The Year Without a Santa Claus, or...
Never even heard of that one. I don't know that
really?
One.
Really?
Yeah. Year Without a Santa Claus.
But... Yeah. Well, it's about The Year Without a Santa Claus.
I gathered that from context. Using my astute detective mind.
Well, it's like the puppet claymation type, yeah.
Those creepy claymation guys.
Yeah, yeah. Which are so fun.
Rudolph was a big favorite of mine, personally. Like, I don't know if that was a family favorite, but it was very much... like what I really enjoyed, because I loved the monster, the Yeti, whatever he was.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
The abominable snowman.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I really liked the silver and gold song. Mm-hmm. Like that was a big. I loved the Island of Misfit Toys.
So, fun.
That once we got past the whiny dentist, wannabe dentist guy, and that's actually like that movie is a horrible message if you think about it. Like, even as a young lad, I'm talking like wee, small, like I was able to, once I watched Rudolph, I kind of realized, wow, Santa's kind of a dick. Like, he was telling, I can't remember who was it Donner? I think Donner was the father of Rudolph.
Yeah.
He was telling Donner, like Santa goes to give good tidings and like, you know, bless the child. And then he finds out that the child has a red nose. And he tells Donner, he's like, oh my God, you should be ashamed of yourself. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with your sperm? And and Donner's like, oh my God, I'm sorry, Santa. I'm sorry. He's we'll hide it. We'll hide it. And then Santa's like, you better. And then he walks off. And then years later, he still chastises him. And then at the very end, he's just like, oh my God, that nose is of use to me? Well, now that you have value, I will treat you like an individual, sentient being. And I think that's pretty messed up.
But it was one of your favorites.
It was one of my favorites, but for like the snowman and
okay.
the Island right. of Misfit Toys and everything like that. And like the water gun that shot jelly. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. I would want that toy.
I would want that toy too, yeah. Because just think how much more fun it is to make a peanut butter and jelly with a water pistol than it is with a lame knife.
That's very true.
So yeah, I really
like
that. I
don't remember them mentioning sperm.
You don't remember that? Maybe my version was different.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't know what channel you were watching it on.
He's got messed up reindeer sperm. That's what he's got. Just odd.
Oh.
But I remember, like, watching Frosty the Snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was always, like, yeah.
We would watch that one.
Even as a kid, though, like, I was always kind of weirded out by Frosty. Because I'm like this guy, I think
kept saying happy birthday.
He kept saying happy birthday. I kept thinking, like, I was like, this guy clearly has a mental illness. And we're just making fun of him. Just make him dance and sing. And, like dance, puppet, dance. Like, it's just like, happy birthday. You know, it's just weird.
Wow. Okay. Well, you had a very different perspective as a child on these videos. On these movies.
I guess. Yeah, but those are really the only two ones that I saw. It was like Frosty and Rudolph. Like, I didn't... Right. I haven't actually seen any of the other claymation ones. No, we bought, like, a set, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
What was the other one?
I think it was Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Oh, the one with like the pseudo medieval serfs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like, yeah. It's yeah. like, and it kind of shows like the origin story of Kris Kringle.
It's like an agrarian society or something like that.
Yeah, like how he first, you know, gave the stockings. They would hang up their stockings and stuff like that. And
okay, yeah, yeah. I guess I have seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we would watch those. I really enjoy, like, when we were young kids, when The Santa Claus came out with Tim Allen.
Yes.
We enjoy that one today.
I think we only caught that on TV. Like, we usually, I think that's the thing, is that, like, we owned a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where I got my habit, was from my father. Like, constantly buying films is from him. Is that, I don't think we ever really bought Christmas films, because we were just like,
well, you're only going to watch them once.
Yeah, we're only going to watch them once a year, and they'll show them on TV. So we'll just make sure to watch them on ABC or, like, record it on the VCR or something like that.
Huh. Yeah.
I think that's a thing.
I feel like that was more popular when we were kids because it was harder to get VHSs, too.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, like, you're paying $40 for a movie.
Yeah, it was a lot more expensive. So I feel like a lot of those, you were just kind of, like, watching the channels to see what was coming on. Because I remember it was like, oh, guys, Rudolph's coming on tonight. We got to make sure we get back in time to watch that.
That's true. I think our generation is kind of a victim of that. Where, I mean, our generation was probably the last generation to do that.
Probably.
To feel like oh, we just had, if it was on TV, that's when we'd have to watch it.
Right.
Because every generation before us, that was the same way. Mm-hmm. But we were just starting to get the option of being able to buy home media.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I remember, like, I think it was Cartoon Network or something like that used to do, like, a Christmas in July, too. And I watched a lot of those, like, in July for some reason.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have cable growing up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was either, like, Cartoon Network or Disney Channel, because that was basically what I was allowed to watch. So
you wouldn't be able to watch Cartoon Network today.
Oh, that's true.
I guess I'm thinking Adult Swim. Yeah.
Yeah. Santa Claus is fun. I enjoy that one. And of course you have to go with, like, the classic It's a Wonderful Life.
That was never big in my household.
No?
Never. I think that was the one we owned, but we never watched it.
Really?
Like, I think somehow we got it. Like, we inherited it, or somebody left it, and we didn't know who. And I remember we watched it when we first got married, or when we were engaged, and because it was, like, the first time I watched it in a very long time.
Okay.
Like, the last time I watched it, I was 5, so I didn't remember it that much. And we watched it together, and I had a criticism of it, and your mind was blown, because I was like, you know, this would be a much more powerful story if he didn't have the pseudo flashback or whatever it was. Like, if he didn't see that vision of what life would be like without him.
Why?
And you were just, yeah, you, like, you gave
I'm
me
still
the
confused.
You gave me the face that you're giving me right now. Is that I think I don't I like after I watched it, I was just said I said I was like, oh yeah, that whole business where he saw the town that existed without him. I thought
you
that
mean
was
the whole, like, point of the movie.
I was like, I think that's unnecessary.
Well, you're wrong, sir. You're very wrong.
I still think it's kind of unnecessary because it's a small part of the movie.
But it's a powerful part of the movie.
It is a very small part of the movie.
Powerful.
But it's okay, here's the message that I see when I watch that movie is that the town is worse off because he's not there, because he didn't exist or anything like that. And so that's the only reason that he how do I put this? Like, the only reason that he doesn't commit suicide and leave his family in the lurch is because then he feels like he has value, because those people have given him value. I don't know. I'm not phrasing it quite right. Where it's just like when I saw it, I was just like, this guy should stick around, whether he's depressed or not, or whether because, like, life isn't turning out the way he wants or not, because he has a wife and kids, and it's only because he gets an ego boost from this angel that he realizes that life is worth living, not his wife and kids. You can't argue with that, can you?
No, it's different. It's not an ego boost. It's like realizing that his life matters. That his life matters to his wife and kids, and they wouldn't have existed if he wasn't around, obviously.
Well, that's true. His kids would not exist if he wasn't around. Oh, and his... this is such a product of the time. Like, they're like, and your wife, I can't remember her name.
Oh, she's a spinster.
Yeah, she's a
librarian.
She's a spinster. And he's like, no, Clarence, no.
It it's like worse than death.
It's a fate worse than death. Is that she's an unmarried librarian?
Yeah, and she has like, glasses.
No.
Yeah.
Just that kill me true. Now.
You're so cynical.
I'm sorry. I'm just, my gosh. This is how I feel. This is how I felt, and this is how I feel.
Okay.
That was me as a kid.
You're wrong, but
I was wrong. But that's what
that
I'm saying.
That's a classic.
That's the thing is that, like, just think about it this way. If you took out that section and he goes, he's about to commit suicide and he goes to the edge and then he just has this epiphany where he's just like, you know what? You know, there are things greater than me. There are things better than me out there. There are things more important than me.
So you just wanted a monologue?
No, it doesn't have to be a monologue. I'm not recrafting the movie right now. I'm just saying, like, if he had that realization where it was just like, you know what? My wife and kids matter. It doesn't matter if life didn't turn out the way that I wanted it to. Life still matters because I have people to take care of, people who love me. And then he just goes and runs and he's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, hypothetically, but that makes a pretty, like, boring movie. If you think of it that way, like, he doesn't go and see the town. Like, that's the most interesting part of the movie.
I thought it was unnecessary.
Oh, my gosh. Well, again, you're wrong.
And also, like, it wouldn't really be a Christmas movie if we took that, like... Okay, that's another thing, is that this movie is barely a Christmas movie.
No, it gets you thinking about life and what it would be like if things were different.
Actually, that's something that I want to talk about. There's this kind of annoying new wave going on online. It's been going on for the past couple of years where non-traditional Christmas movies, where it's considered a Christmas movie just if Christmas is referenced.
Like Die Hard?
Like Die Hard. Like that's, oh my gosh. Like I put a post on @joinnerdparty. And everyone should go to twitter.com and go to @joinnerdparty. Follow us there. And you can see posts from us. But, like, I posted, hey, what's everybody's favorite holiday film? Mm-hmm. Like, list some of your favorite holiday films. And then I put in parentheses, here come the diehard fans. Because every single year, there's this huge section of fans who make themselves feel special by saying, oh, yeah, your favorite movie is Rudolph? Well, get ready, because you're never going to guess what I'm about to say. Are you holding on? Are you grabbing something? Are you sitting down? My favorite Christmas film, wait for it, is Die Hard. That is what they, like, if people act this way, and some people who are on this network...
Are you calling people out?
I am calling people out, act this way, and they say, they're like, oh yeah, you know what? My favorite Christmas movie? It's not the Santa Claus. It's Eyes Wide Shut. You know, like, it's just, it's business like that where I'm just like, okay, I understand that you're trying to be edgy. But when I ask this question, you know what I'm looking for. You know? It's just, oh.
They're trying to be individuals.
They're trying to be individuals. But the thing is that everybody does this. That's like, funny. These people think that they're being individuals, but everybody does that. It's kind of like the goth movement, where you have that goth kid in high school who thinks that they're being independent, but then there's 15 other goth kids that come out of the shadows.
Because they're all in the same location.
Yeah.
Well, okay, my movie like that would be While You Were Sleeping Then. Because it takes place around Christmas time, like between Christmas and New Year's, but... It's not really about that.
That's just as much as a Christmas movie as...
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I really like that one.
No, I say that's a traditional Christmas film.
Well, it's Sandra Bullock, so you can't go wrong.
Because Sandy's good in everything.
And Bill Pullman, so...
Bill Pullman's amazing.
I was going to say.
I miss Bill Pullman as a romantic lead.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not happening anymore. Now he's doing Independence Day, too.
Yeah, no, While You're Sleeping is a great film. That's one of my favorite Christmas films.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, the Santa Claus is great.
That's
like
one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Yeah, like even if you took the Christmas thing out of the equation, because that's not a film that you just watch at Christmas time. That's a movie you could watch year-round.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But I feel like it feels good watching it around this time of year.
Oh, absolutely.
Just because it's time appropriate.
You know what? That's what I'm going to say is the Riddell traditional Christmas film.
That one?
Is While You're Sleeping, because we would watch that all the time.
Oh, we would too.
That was a family favorite for a very long time. But we never really considered it a Christmas movie. Like, I don't think we ever really pulled it out for Christmas.
Okay.
But because I'm completely blanking, that's what I'm going to say it is.
Well, Another traditional Christmas movie that I feel like a lot of people watch, or they have their version that they enjoy watching, is A Christmas Carol.
Yes. Everyone has their own Christmas Carol version. Right. Because there's so many.
Exactly. And, you know, like you have your Patrick Stewart, your, you know, John C. Scott, or George C. Scott.
Yeah, George C. Scott.
Not John C. Scott.
John C. Reilly, you know that version? That's going to be made.
Well, I was going to say, now I called it. I put it out there.
So you put it out there. There is, like, 15, 20 years from now, there's going to be a John C. Reilly Christmas Carol.
That's right.
You heard it here first,
That's
folks.
That's right. George C. Scott. And our favorite is...
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
And Kermit the Frog. And Gonzo and Rizzo the Rat.
That's right.
And A Muppet Christmas Carol.
That's right.
That is a genius film. I love that movie. I was going to say
that's probably one of your favorite, for sure.
Yeah.
We enjoy watching that one a lot.
It's very true. Like, it's funny because I don't realize, like, throughout the year, I'm just going like, oh, yeah, no, that's a good film. But then when I watch it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's such a good film.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's one of those ones that, it's just funny because even as adults, we love watching it. And we'll pull it out and be like, oh, it's so good.
It's true. Okay, I once was talking about, I feel like I've mentioned this on the show before. Have I? Mm-hmm. About how, like, people are missing out from...
Yeah.
Well, I just want to reiterate that. Like, people are missing out. If you don't watch kids' films because you don't have any kids or because you're not a kid, you are completely missing out on a lot of joy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, I mean, if you add Kermit the Frog in there...
Yeah. Well, Kermit the Frog makes everything better.
Can't go wrong. Yeah.
And we usually do a double bill of Muppet Christmas Carol and Muppet Treasure Island. And I even put it in. You're like, no, it's not a Christmas film. And I was like, I don't care.
This is happening. Definitely.
Oh, I loaned out those movies. I loaned out, because we have it in a double pack.
Mm-hmm.
There was a listener of the show, Lauren. She's a huge supporter of the show and a huge supporter of the network. And her username is Slowmo
Margo.
Margo. Is it Slowmo Margo? Slogo? I think it's Slowmo Margo. Excuse me, Lauren, if I screwed it up. But she said that she's never seen those movies. She hasn't seen Treasure Island or Christmas Carol, the Muppet versions. And I told her, I was like, oh my God, you have to. You absolutely have to. They're so much fun. She's like, I'm not really a big fan of the Muppets, but she's a big Disney fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I convinced her to borrow them. And then she watched them. She came back to me and she's like, yeah. You didn't tell me that Tim Curry is in a Treasure Island. I was like, no, I didn't. She's like, why didn't you start with that? There wouldn't have been any arguing or any reservations if you just said Tim Curry is in a Muppet film.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Tim Curry, Michael Caine? Hell yeah, I'm
there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So would you say that that's our Christmas film? Like, this Riddell unit, these two
Probably
people?
For the two of us.
Not White Christmas?
Well, White Christmas while you were sleeping? Is definitely mine.
Okay.
And I think those three, I would say, are the ones that we have to watch.
Yeah.
Like White Christmas, While You're Sleeping, and A Muppet Christmas Carol.
I think that's good. I think that's a good list.
Isn't that a good list?
Yeah, I think so. One that we missed out on this year was Just Friends
with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart. Oh, yeah, we like watching that one too.
Friggin' love that movie. That's not just that's the thing is that, like, even though it's a Christmas film and it takes place during Christmas time, I never really think of it as a Christmas film just because it's so funny.
We still have time. We can still watch that one.
Even though it's past Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good thing. Those are our top three Christmas films of this unit, this Riddell unit is
Nerd Nuptial.
Of this Nerd Nuptial is White Christmas, While You Were Sleeping, and A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Sounds good to me.
Now, this episode is going to be a little bit shorter. Like,
yeah.
I hope you guys forgive us for not giving you our normal length of an episode, but it's the holidays.
That's right.
We'll return to our normal scheduling next week, and we're so glad that you guys are listening and subscribing and downloading. We really
Thank
do appreciate
you.
It. Please go to thenerdparty.com. From there, you can subscribe to all of our shows. We have so many great shows. I mean, we got Star Wars shows, Star Trek shows.
Every day of the week.
We got new Nerd Party episodes coming to you every single day of the week. Not every network can say that, but we can because we are the Nerd Party, and we want you to join the revolution and join the Nerd Party. So please check us out on Facebook as well by going to facebook.com/thenerdparty. From there, you can find geek news and all our episodes and, like, get in on the conversation. That's how a lot of people come and talk to us and comment on the episodes. And I mentioned Twitter earlier, @joinnerdparty. And one thing that we'd really like for you guys to talk about is, what are some of your staples? What are your favorite Christmas films or holiday films? Or
we'll even take the ironic ones.
We'll even take the ironic ones. You know, like, I'm thinking Lee right here. And
you're gonna call him out.
I knew he knew who I was talking about. I didn't even have to call him by name. But go to thenerdparty.com/contact, and from there select the show, select Nerd Nuptial, fill out the contact form, and you can email us and it'll go straight to our inbox, and we try to answer back. We get a lot of emails, but we try to answer as many as we possibly can. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you had a great holiday, whatever holiday you celebrated, and we hope you have a fantastic New Year.
I love you.
I know.
Clarence! Clarence! Help me, Clarence! Get me back! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids! Help me, Clarence, please! Please! I want to live again! I want to live again! I want to live again! Please, God, let me live again!
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.